This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Wow. I guess we don't need Johnny Dorn to pitch Tuesday nights. Wind howling and still a great pitching performance last night from the Huskers at a 3-0 victory over Wichita State. So that will give them a good start to their 5-game homestand, which now takes them into a weekend series with Kansas. And so a nice win for the Huskers last night. Coming up later on in the show today, we're going to talk about the Nebraska Outdoor Expo at the First Tier Event Center, which is coming up this weekend. And also, we're going to be talking a little horse racing. Some stakes races are in the books. Some more stakes races coming up this week. And the Kentucky Derby, just a little over 2 weeks away. And we'll be catching up with Jeff Apel on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Mick Presley, by the way, going to join us to talk about the Outdoor Expo.
Cool, Douglas. I think, after last night's game, I think you look at that ninth inning, and the three shockers were looking at pitches right down. You know what? There was no doubt about those pitches in that last inning of that ball game. Those are three strikes, and they watch every one of them. Nebraska sets them down, gets it done. Wasn't a great night for baseball. Still, 5,024 people show up in their red, in their white to support that team. 40-mile-an-hour winds. You weren't going to hit the ball out to right field. Gillespie had an opportunity in that first inning. Sullivan catches the ball against the fence in left field. But the pitching performance continues to dominate. Mike Anderson saying before the game, hey, when Bird has struggled in the weekend, he's come back to pitch awfully well during the week, and he did it again last night.
Well, it's just a nice win for the Huskers. Not a lot of kilts being worn at the game last night with all the wind. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
What? Are there ever a lot of kilts at the game?
Oh, only on St. Patrick's Day home games.
Fair enough.
You can send your emails to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Oh, we're down to the final day of the regular season in the NBA. And for Derek, I would now like to read last night's NHL playoff scores.
Yeah.
Here you go. 3-2, 5-1, 6-3, 4-2, 2-1, 3-1.
Thank you.
San Jose Sharks and Colorado Avalanche have even their respective Stanley Cup first-round series. Sharks pulled out a 3-2 win at Calgary. Avs knocked off Minnesota 5-1. I wouldn't call that knocking off. After Philadelphia dumped Washington 6-3, Anaheim topped Dallas 4-2, Montreal blanked Boston
1-0.
The Flyers and Stars now own 2-1 leads in their opening round series, while the Canadiens are up 3-1. Riveting stuff, huh?
It is.
I want you to know, I ran into my buddy Kerry last night, who I run into every once in a while, and also, see him at lunch every once in a while. He was actually headed home to watch NHL playoff hockey last night.
It's exciting.
So I pointed and laughed and said, have a good evening.
Derek, maybe you know this. Did somebody win in the last 10 seconds last night?
Oh, I don't know that off the top of my head.
I heard that in passing this morning on sports. And actually, I was going downtown and just had it on and heard one of the only the six games in playoff history that have ended in the last 10 seconds of regulation.
Was that Calgary got beat 3-2. That might have been it.
There you go. NBA, the Lakers have wrapped up the top seed in the Western Conference for the first time since 99 when they won it all. New Orleans clinched the Southwest Division title in the number two seed by beating the Clippers 114-92. The Lakers beat Sacramento 124-101.
But now tonight will determine the rest of the playoff order.
I think the Utah game, I think, is the only one that matters. All the land, that's it. The East is set. The West, Utah can get home court if they win at San Antonio.
Douglas, speaking of things being set yesterday, the NFL playoff schedule was set.
It was?
The regular season was
God,
set.
If the playoff schedule's set, Derek, we are loaded.
The first thing Daddy did when he came in this morning was whip out his massive NFL schedule.
Thanks for finishing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, boy, that's a heck of a tattoo you got there, Daddy. 1-888-455-ESPN. Here's the deal. Last night on ESPN, one of the commentators says, it's like Christmas in April. Oh, it's the greatest, but today belongs to the NFL. What? It's like the fifth most important thing in all of sports, and the NFL's always at the top. I mean, you got the NHL playoffs, you got NBA coming down to the end, you got some good Major League Baseball. There's some other things going on. Tiger Woods' knee surgery, that's bigger than the NFL schedule. Everybody knew who they were playing. I mean, they did. So why was it a big shock that Pittsburgh had this tough a schedule? We already knew that. I mean, the schedule, the teams that everybody was playing was released a couple of months ago. Now they've just been where you're going and when. I mean, you even knew who you were playing at home. All that was happening yesterday is they gave you the dates they were playing on. The Cleveland Browns are playing on Monday night three times. The Dallas Cowboys once. Okay, there's the first thing that's screwed up. The Patriots, I don't even think, are on Monday night three times. The Cleveland Browns. Are you kidding me?
Well, in fairness to the Cowboys, Doug, we've got three games, and I say we because we're Cowboy fans. We've got three Sunday night games. So between Sunday and Monday night, we've got four in prime time, along with the Thanksgiving Day, and then one on the NFL Network on a Saturday late on December 14th. Or no, excuse me, December 20th, where they face Baltimore at Dallas.
That is the last game at Texas Stadium. Baltimore? Where's the Redskins? Where's the Giants? Where's a rivalry game? Where's somebody that wasn't 4-12 last year? Give me somebody. Yeah, that's how you're closing down Texas Stadium. The Baltimore Ravens? Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
In regular season, but then the NFC Championship game, it'll be much better.
Well, yes, it shall be. Two games outside of the country this year, Daddy. One of them's just in Toronto, so that's not that big a deal. I mean, if you're going to go to Buffalo, you just want to go to Toronto, and I think inside, probably, at Toronto. So that might even be better because that's the Miami Dolphins. Ooh, riveting stuff in December. Who will finish third in the AFC East Division? The Bills or the Dolphins? And we're headed to Wembley, where the New Orleans Saints will take on the San Diego Chargers. Oh, thanks, NFL. Don't give me an East Coast team like you did last year with the Giants and Dolphins. Give me the Chargers. And here's the deal. I did take a little look there. I didn't necessarily print it off, but the Sunday before the game, the Saints and Chargers both play on that Sunday, but they then have the bye week the week after going over. And also, the Saints and Chargers both play on the East Coast the week before, which would be October 19th, Daddy. I know that
Carolina
and the Chargers are playing in the Northeast somewhere.
They play at Buffalo.
Buffalo. So then they get on the plane, they fly over to London, and they play an exciting 13-10 game in the rain at Wembley Stadium.
Now, apparently, the NFL thinks they can correct the footing and the grass, because the grass that they normally play soccer on.
Yeah, they brought in some pro turf specialists from Pittsburgh, and they should be able to get that turf going just perfect.
That's another great burn this morning.
I just, you know, I don't even know who to direct that to. Willie number two, H1. You know, there's all kinds of them out there, but. Would you rather, I think the answer is after. Would you rather have the bye week before or after you go to London?
Oh, I think it's got to be after. I think coming back and just basically getting back in the routine, it's got to be afterwards.
Well, at least they did something right. Instead of making San Diego play a Monday night home game and then fly over to Wembley. Your thoughts, your input on anything that we have talked about or will talk about, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Jeff Apel from Louisville, Kentucky. We're going to talk a little horse racing. Mick Bresley is going to join us to talk about the Nebraska Outdoor Expo, which was just great last year. They've even moved it up a little early this year, and we'll talk about all the things that will be going on in and around the first-tier event center. But, Daddy, I know you're just enamored with this NFL schedule. The Steelers have the easiest schedule, and we knew long time ago that the Patriots, or the Steelers have the hardest schedule, and we knew a long time ago the Patriots have the easiest schedule. The 16 teams that they play last year went a combined 99 and 157. Now remember, you would have to count in that the Dolphins twice, so they're 2-30 right there. So you've got the Patriots with the easiest 38.7% win percentage for the teams they played. The Steelers almost a 60% clip, 59.8. And a lot of that has to do with how tough your division is. But still, remember back in the day where the NFL schedule mirrored how you did the year before? You go to the Super Bowl, you're supposed to have one of the top five most difficult schedules. And I guess it just, with how horrible the AFC East is, you just couldn't find a way to do that.
Well, you got to match it up. You look at Pittsburgh's. There is a stretch in here starting at Washington, Indianapolis at home, San Diego at home, Cincinnati at home, at New England, Dallas at home. You think all playoff teams, well, they get the Giants before that.
Start with New England because thank God their bye week is in week four. The first three games for New England, Kansas City, Miami, and the Jets, and then a bye week. Kansas City, the Jets, Miami, and then their toughest game in the first month, bye.
Well, then they get to go to San Francisco to beat up on them.
Daddy, who has the second toughest schedule in the NFC?
In the NFC?
According to the strength of schedule from last year.
I would say it would not be anybody in the NFC East because they are playing that West division, and I think they're bad. So then you're looking at...
Well, so then it's not the West because they're bad.
That's right. Carolina, perhaps?
The Detroit Lions. And that is the 10th toughest overall, showing the power of the AFC. Steelers, Colts, Jaguars, Vikings, Ravens, Titans, Bengals, Texans, Browns, all AFC, and then Lions, Bears, Packers, Redskins, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, Rams, Niners, Seahawks, Buccaneers, Falcons, Cardinals, all NFC teams.
See, I did some logical deductions there.
The bottom four, Patriots, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos.
Broncos.
So interesting. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Anything before we take a break here on this NFL schedule? Because I see I've lost you. When we come back, a little horse racing, a little outdoor talk today. Stay with us. Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gaina Tiger High School in Maine. And you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. And they're wicked good.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for Kansas City Royals baseball. The Royals continue their West Coast swing this evening as they take on the Los Angeles Angels. Pregame at 8:30, first pitch at 9:05. The ninth-ranked Nebraska baseball team will be home this weekend taking on Kansas, beginning Friday at 6:35. Saturday's game is at 3:35, Sunday at 1:05. The UNK baseball team is home this weekend, taking on Colorado State Pueblo beginning Friday night at 6. The Hastings College baseball team will be home this weekend, taking on Dana Saturday and Mount Marty on Sunday. In softball, Hastings College will be at the College of St. Mary this afternoon for a doubleheader. Then they will be on the road to Mount Marty Friday and Dakota Wesleyan Saturday. The UNK softball team is at Metro State Saturday and Sunday. The Nebraska softball team will host Iowa State Thursday, then travel to Oklahoma State for games Saturday and Sunday. And the Nebraska football team has their annual red-white spring game Saturday with kickoff at 1. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a high of around 63. Northwest winds will remain gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly cloudy skies and a chance of some showers develop. Lows near 38, north winds to 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Doug, we're back. Doug and Daddy Show.
Really?
We're going to be talking some front runners in the Kentucky Derby in just a minute.
You know who the front runner is in your field?
Dyna-Gro because it's being planted on more acres than ever before this year.
Your shirt today reminds me of some very ripe Dyna-Gro corn.
57
that we
VO5.
Saw over Husker Harvest days.
What a great place to be. Those guys put on a great show over there, and they're going to put on a great show in your fields all season long. You're looking for some 90 germ soybeans. They're still available for mid-group 2 to mid-group 3 maturity. Dyna-Gro is growing, and they have seed. Contact your local Dyna-Gro dealer or call 1-800. Okay, hold on a second. I'll let you get a pen. 1-800-652.
Hold on. I got a pen.
1-800-652-9298 for more information on available seed supply. It's growing in your fields. Dyna-Gro Seeds. Call them today.
Daddy, UNK baseball team, a winner yesterday. They go on the road. They beat Northwest Missouri State by a score of 13-10. 13-10.
Well, offensive production in the wind.
How would you like to have been playing soccer yesterday?
Oh, I wouldn't have been playing anything yesterday. What an ugly day.
You didn't go fishing?
No.
I thought yesterday was a fish day.
No.
Not a fish day?
Not a fish.
Could you fish, I mean, not in a boat, but say you were standing on the bank, could you catch anything yesterday?
Well, you'd certainly wouldn't have been standing on the south bank. Yeah, I suppose you could caught something.
I mean, I'm not a fisher of men. I mean, I usually have some consultants down from your neck of the woods that tell me about fishing. But
now, normally, though, if you're fishing like the people I usually fish with, we fish for walleye. A lot of times you would fish where the wind is blowing into, though. So you'd have been on that bank. You'd have probably been awfully wet. Well, the wind would blow the bait to that bank, and then thus the fish would feed on that bank.
All right. Well, we're talking a little outdoors. Coming up, we'll talk a little more outdoors with Mick Bressley in the next segment as the Nebraska Outdoor Expo will be going on at the First Tier Event Center and in the lakes, Keel Lake, around the First Tier Event Center going on this weekend. But right now, as promised, Daddy, we love horse racing. Things have been going well at Fawner Park as far as attendance and money that they're making because, well, I have personal experience with that. But the Kentucky Derby is just 2.5 weeks away, and we are pleased to be joined by the assistant news editor at the Thoroughbred Times out of Lexington, Kentucky. And, of course, he was the turf rider for the Grand Island Independent before leaving a couple, well, heck, man, it's been 3 years already. Jeff Apel joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, Doug, how's everything going back here in Central Nebraska?
Well, we're having a great time. We were actually talking six-man football last week, and I know you'd love that.
Oh, Doug, you know, that's one of the things. Actually, I tell people down here about three things they're eating in Nebraska. One is Runza's, two is Valentino's Pizza, and three is six-man football, and they can't fathom either any of them.
Well, there's a lot of jokes we make about Kentucky, too, so, you know, I guess that goes both ways. Hey, Jeffrey, before we get too deep into Kentucky Derby talk and what's going on down there, we've been kind of talking. We had trainer David Anderson on a couple of weeks ago talking about the state of horse racing in the state of Nebraska. And I know with what you cover down there, you're watching horse racing all over the country. Fawner Park seems to be thriving. Horseman's Park has kept things alive with the simulcasting and their weekend run in Omaha. But, boy, everything else seems to be falling off. And I guess the big concern was the Nebraska State Fair maybe moving to Grand Island and maybe being the end of thoroughbred racing in Lincoln. What are you hearing down there about all of this?
Yeah, that's an excellent question to ask right now. It's kind of anyone's guess right now at this point. You're correct that the as much jubilation as there was among the folks in Grand Island, they're saying, hey, it's great that we're going to get the state fair out here, you know, for the economy and, you know, just a big event and the improvements are going to make and the improvements are going to make the Fawner Park and things like that. The real question from a horse's perspective is, okay, what's going to happen to that horse track down things? Doug, the horsemen several years ago took safeguards against that, and they have a law passed in 1988 that says a track, in order to continue simulcasting year-round, which you know as well as I do, that's a big money maker for everybody is year-round simulcasting, they have to run 70% of the days the previous year that they ran in 1988. So if it goes under, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to this, because I'm sure there's safeguards in place, though. I'm sure there's been meetings and everything else going on right now and things, too. But that's an excellent question, one that remains to be seen.
Jeff, I guess obviously the big races that continue to go on, the Bluegrass, the Arkansas Derby handled last week, took care of business. A lot of people thought Mr. Pletcher was on the outside looking in. That's not the case anymore.
Right, Todd. You know, he had the top two finishers in the Bluegrass Stakes, and for a while they were sitting there saying, maybe TP doesn't even have a starter in the Kentucky Derby, which is hard to imagine, but I knew, you know, his stable is so deep and so vast. He's got so many resources, and what a great guy to work with, too. You know, just, you know, Todd's always the man, though. He always will be, and he always is.
From the Thoroughbred Times, Jeff April is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, of all the stakes races that set up this Kentucky Derby that have been run, what really stood out in your mind?
One horse, Doug, and I'm going to give you the winner. I'm so confident right now I'm going to give you the winner of the Kentucky Derby here today, right now.
Oh, see,
I am telling you right now that based on what I saw in the fourth Derby, no one, and Doug, I mean no one, will beat Big Brown on the first 30 of May. That horse was absolutely awesome in the Florida Derby. You got to, Doug, if you look back in the Florida Derby's history, no horse had ever won breaking from the outside of the field, and it broke from the 12th spot, the extreme outside. And because of the configurations of the track, and the first turn comes upon you really quick. So they had no choice but to take him and rush him out of the gate and go right to the front and set blistering fractions. He not only held on, he pulled away from the field, a deep field in the stretch. He was absolutely awesome that day.
Jeff, I guess, well, we don't need to talk about the Kentucky Derby anymore. We already know who's going to win that. Many of the other trainers, Pyro's another one of the favorites for the Derby. He finished a disappointing 10th this last weekend in the Bluegrass. Now, right away, they jump on the Polytrack surface, and they say he did not conform very well to that. How much Polytrack talk do you hear?
Daddy, that's an excellent question, too, as well. That really is a factor. It's just like a lot of horses around there in Nebraska. They, of course, have the just the natural dirt surface. Just like a lot of horses where it gets really muddy and kind of slick out, a lot of horses won't touch that, and they won't run on it. Well, Pyro was a classic example of a horse that won't run on a Polytrack there at Keeneland Racecourse. Polytrack, if you look at it, it looks kind of like real fine pieces of carpet that have been shredded out there, and you feel it, and it feels, you know, it's an all-weather surface. It can rain all day, and it's still going to be fast. But certain horses cannot handle that. And I tell you one other thing that trainers like to talk to, too. They say it's easier for a horse to come off Polytrack and go on to a main track, but it's a real adjustment for a horse used to running on the main track to switch to poly. It really is a lot tougher for him. I put a lot of faith in that. I'm still not sold completely on Pyro, but I've just tossed out that Bluegrass effort completely.
Street Sense, your winner last year in the Kentucky Derby. Jeff, I want to go back to that Florida Derby because that is – I guess when I grew up, everybody said, boy, the Arkansas Derby winner always does well. And then when it came to Kentucky Derby Day, no. And I get the forum, you're reading it on Derby Day. The Florida Derby winner, overall, I think when you get a long shot that comes in and wins, which we seem to get quite a bit anymore in the Kentucky Derby, it's somebody that ran in the Florida Derby but didn't necessarily win the Florida Derby. Am I way off track here?
No, you're about right, Doug. You know, there's going to be a lot of skeptics, you know, and people will say, oh, well, Big Brown's going to be the favorite. But, you know, Doug, in a field of 20 like that, that's so deep like that, you're going to get a price regardless. And there's going to be a lot of skeptics on Big Brown as well, who's going to say, hey, that horse is going to be rushed to the front. Well, they don't realize that horse doesn't have to have the lead. In that particular race, he had to go to the front that day simply because of the configuration of the track and the weight and the post position he had. They had no choice to take back or way too wide in the first turn and lose too much ground. The race is over. But, you know, he normally rates off the pace. And also, there's going to be people say, oh, well, he threw the race of his life right there. He's just bound up what they call bounce in racing when they come back and throw just an absolute clunker, though, too. You know, he peaked at the wrong time. I guess we'll all see. But, Doug, right now, I just think Big Brown right now is just head and shoulders above everybody right now.
Jeff April from the Thoroughbred Times joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, when you mentioned the 20-horse field, now, even you can't say that any of these horses at that level are pigs or whatever, but you know that really when you look at it, barring a miserable post, there's still only about, what, 10 or 12 head that can really win the thing?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and Doug, of course, some folks might be serious. That is right there. You know, the Kentucky Derby has a maximum field of 20, and every year it fills up. And it's all based on graded stakes earnings, Doug. And for people that aren't familiar with that, races are categorized by North American Graded Stakes Committee the previous year, leading up in the following year. And the higher rated races are assigned grades, grade 1, grade 2, or grade 3. Now, you've got to finish in the top 5 of those graded races enough and accumulate enough graded stakes earnings to earn a starting spot in the Kentucky Derby. So just getting in is a real feat in itself. That's why I think a lot of people, they just get it, you know, and it's just such a grand day and such a huge event that they just want to say, I was just part of it, and I ran the horse in the Kentucky Derby. Well, how did you finish? Well, that's beside the point, though. We were just there, you know.
Jeff April from the Thoroughbred Times joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek pushing the buttons over here. Hey, Jeff, I've been hearing a lot about this horse named Gallego. What can you tell us about him?
Awesome in his last out right there. I don't know. It's kind of up in the air right now. I think after the big favorite there, Big Brown, you know, and people talk about race horse and things like that. I'm just kind of, right now, I think it's such a one-horse race. Right now, I'm really focusing on him. I think there's several in there. I really like Court. Doug is an outside shot. I think Court Vision, trained by Ma from Mobridge, South Dakota, right in your neck of the woods there in the Midwest there. I think Court Vision is a real standout to watch for a price or for the bottom half of the exacta.
By the way, Doug mentions Gallego, one of those horses that they bought for $32,000. Kind of something you don't hear very often. Kind of one of those true success stories, kind of a blue-collar horse.
Seabiscuit? Is it Seabiscuit, Daddy? Is it Seabiscuit?
Yeah. Most of the horses we see anymore, they're the big sellers. I tell you one thing, it's awesome to come down here to the Keeneland September sale down there. The first couple of days, always the big high-dollar horses go there the first couple of days. Of course, it's an 18-day sale. But, I mean, you just sit there and you just watch that on the Internet or whatever, and you just sit there and you say, man, they're up there, 2.8, 2.9, 3 million, and they get in the bidding wars and just go and go and go and go. It sure is interesting to watch. You just think, wouldn't it be nice to have that much cash like that?
Hey, Jeff, I want to ask you about the actual race coming up here in a couple of weeks. We've talked about the horses, but are we going to see a full field of 20? And you touched a little bit on the strategy about horses getting out to the front a majority of the time. The winner doesn't go wire to wire in the Kentucky Derby. What about the 20-horse field? Is it always going to be that way? Some people say it gets watered down and the best horse doesn't necessarily win because it's too crowded.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in agreement with that, Doug. I don't think that's pretty much undisputable. I mean, time and time again, you have people get off their horse, and like they always have like quotes always in the post-race and the jockey and stuff, and they'll say, I had so much horse in there. I was down the rail, just a beautiful position, and I was stuck all the way around, finally got loose in the far turn for stretch, and ran seventh, you know, a clean trip, and the guy would say, I'm at least third, probably barreling down the neck of the winner right there. You know, with a 20-horse field, there's so much that can happen. That's why, you know, like I said, it's an amazing race to bet and everything else like that. Now, if I ever picked the winner, I'm just like, I think I picked it once in the last 20 years, whatever, believe it or not.
I'm scratching Big Brown off my list. Come on.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, I'd probably put the hex on him now, huh?
Jeff, for people back here that never experienced it before, how bad is a mint julep? I know from experience I can't have children after drinking one now, and many people are happy about that. But
you know, it's ironic that you're asking me about that because I just got off the phone with Woodford Reserve here. I'm doing a story here in the fact that you can go on the Woodford Reserve website, and they're offering 99 mint juleps, 97 are for sale for $1,000 a piece, or special gold cup plates.
Oh,
and two of them will have gold-plated cups, I'm sorry. And two of them will also be for an online auction. They have a little more fancy than that, though. But boy, I've did one before, and, Doug, I don't care for them either. They sure are Kentucky tradition, though.
Oh, they're horrid. They're absolutely – they're horrid. Well, hey, Jeff, we always appreciate catching up with you. It's been too long. We'll do so again. And Big Brown, we've got him down as the Jeff Apel lock of the 134th Kentucky Derby.
All right, count on it. I'm telling you right now, he's the winner.
All right, Jeff, thanks for joining us. Have fun.
All right, bye.
Take care, bud. Jeff Apel from the Thoroughbred Times in Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, many folks that have lived in central Nebraska for any amount of time. Remember, Jeff is the turf rider for the Grand Island Independent for up to 15 years. He's been down in Kentucky for 3 years now, and he loves it. He absolutely loves it, and I think you can tell that by the enthusiasm in his voice.
Big Brown, we've got him down to go into town. He won't make us frown. I was trying to now. Sorry. Appreciate that, Douglas.
You sound like a clown.
Yeah! There you go.
What is up with the wind? There's no wind. There's no wind blowing at your pants in the simulator at Prairie Hills. But if you do like a challenge, if you want to know what it's like to golf, probably over in England, today would be a good day to go to Prairie Hills because you've got the rustic golf course, you've got the beautiful golf course, you've got some terrain, and then, of course, you have got the win today. Prairie Hills open for play. Come out and see Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, the new owners and operators. See the new clubhouse, feel the new attitude, and you'll want to be out as soon as you can when it's beautiful out there. Call anytime for a tee time and check out their membership options and opportunities. Well, if you can't make it out today, go online to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo, and you'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without cards. Clubhouse stocked with refreshments. And if you don't want to go out today, come inside, play the simulator, the 2007 Simulator of the Year. Challenge any course in the country or maybe the world on the golf simulator at Prairie Hills Golf Course, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. We'll take a break and be back and talk Nebraska Outdoor Expo right after this.
After listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
who are those guys?
Those guys, we'll be right back.
foster parents are loved.
My foster mom, she's just the best.
If I ever get married, she'll walk me down the aisle.
They always been there for me. Thank you.
Thank you, and I love you.
Foster parents are needed all across Nebraska. If you can help, please call 1-800-7-PARENT. Open your heart and home to a child today. Sponsored by the Department of Health and Human Services and aired in cooperation with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and the station.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian at second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Inge. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
They're saying let's go for a run or walk this Saturday.
It won't be this windy, by the way, so you got that going.
Let's hope not. April 19th, 9 a.m.
You said you'd run in this if it was all downhill, downwind in a day like this.
Yeah, I would do that.
You would? Okay.
On a bicycle.
No.
Run slash walk, only $10 for all UNK students, $20 for any community members. All participants will receive a T-shirt with their registration. The proceeds from the race will go to the Student Scholarship Fund. For an entry form, go to www.unk.edu or go to ESPNSuperstation.com under the Local Events tab and check it out. It's the annual UNK Fun 5K. This Saturday, 9 a.m., $20 for any community member that wants to participate. It goes to a great cause, the Student Scholarship Fund. Check it out.
Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. The second rookie coach in Kansas State history to lead his team to the NCAA basketball tournament has a new five-year contract. Frank Martin signed off today on a deal that will keep him with the Wildcats through the 2012 season. Good idea, Frank. Good luck on finding another Michael Beasley to play for you. 21-12 last year, beat USC in the first round of the NCAA tournament at the Quest Center, their first tournament victory in 20 years, then lost to Wisconsin in the second round. Who then lost to Davidson, who then lost to Kansas, who won the national championship.
This just in, Doc Sadler just sprained his knee from doing a cartwheel. Great news, having that clown around.
Woohoo! Hey, coming up this weekend at the First Tier Event Center in Kia Lake off the Interstate 80 interchange in Kearney, it is the 2008 Nebraska Outdoor Expo. For anyone who has wanted to set up a campsite, use fishing or hunting equipment, handle a kayak, train hunting dogs. I mean, it's got everything. And to join us and to talk about what's going on this weekend is wildlife biologist Mick Bresley and from the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. And Mick, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys.
Well, this was such a huge success last year, Mick. I mean, the date has been moved up a little bit earlier this year, but if the enthusiasm is as great as it was last year, this should be a massively attended event.
Well, we're really excited about the opportunities. We've got about 2,600 school kids signed up to come and participate with us during the school days on Thursday and Friday. And on Saturday, we're open to the public, and we hope to get a good turnout there. If anybody wants to come and try some outdoor activity that they haven't tried before, the chances are pretty good they'll be able to do it right here.
Mick, you do not have to be an expert at all to partake in this event. Explain that a little bit.
You don't have to be an expert in any of these. We have experts in about 40 different disciplines, and they're always willing to share their information. If you want to come and try something, we've got shotgun shooting, kayaking, canoeing, air rifles, archery, lots of opportunities to come out and try some things with some people who play those games on a regular basis, and we're excited to have people come and try them.
Mick Pressley is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about the Nebraska Outdoor Expo. Mick, I've heard that there's going to be some changes and some different things going on from last year to make this an even better event. Can you touch on maybe a couple of the changes that folks that were there last year will see that is new this year?
Well, we've got a new outdoor challenge with Cabela's. Cabela's is our sponsor for this event. And the outdoor challenge is an opportunity for the entire family to compete in select interactive skilled activities. And there's a chance to win the grand prize and the title of Outdoor Challenge Champion. So people will walk around to different events and take their scorecards with them and have them scored there. And then at the end of the day, they'll crown the champions. In addition to that, we've partnered with the Safari Club International to do a gun raffle for outdoor education, and those tickets will be available here also.
You are right. All those proceeds will go to support the conservation and youth outreach programs of the commission. Some great things going on in this area. You guys, you mentioned the school kids. There are school buses literally coming from all over to attend this event. That's Thursday and Friday. That is only for those kids, and they'll receive special individual attention for those things.
You bet. We've tried to keep the sessions down to about 30 kids per session. We literally had kids from across the state, from as far as Shadron and Blair, coming to this event last year, and we expect that same kind of turnout. And all the kids, we try and encourage them to not just listen about things, but to actually do them and participate in them.
Mick Pressley joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I just continue to look at all the things that are going on. I mean, folks are going to be giving seminars and entertaining speeches on the basics of predator calling, discussing spring turkey hunting. Randy Wilson of Cabela is going to give tips on fishing Nebraska lakes, rivers, and streams. Greg Wagner and Ralph Wall will be there talking about canoeing, basics of camping. I mean, let's face it, Mick, if you're a novice, if you're the dad or the mom or whatever, or the granddad says, you know, I just never was much of an outdoor person, but I'd sure like to take my kid or grandkid. This is exactly the place for them to go.
You're exactly right. And one of the things that I encourage them to do is that this event is a kids' event, but there's no age limit on kids. So even us 60 and 70 and 80-year-old kids can come and play these games too, and we encourage that. We always feel that the kids learn more if the parents or grandparents participate with them.
Well, I'm looking at some of these speakers like Randy Wilson of Cabela's. What a plethora of knowledge. what a great guy. You know, you go out and you get a visit with Randy, but you don't get a lot of attention because people are always hounding him out there to go find the lures and whatnot. But he's been all over the state, got some great information. Just those seminars, people can learn an awful lot, even if they don't have the boat, just about bank fishing and stuff.
You bet. We've got a lot of expertise here. We've got lots of our fisheries biologists will be on hand that can not only tell people about fishing and fishing techniques, but they can also talk to them about fisheries management and how we go about managing fish populations so that they have something to catch.
Mick Pressley joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, wildlife biologist. Hey, Mick, outside of the Outdoor Expo here, Daddy tries to become an avid fisherman or tries to be an avid fisherman. You have any advice for him on where he should be this springtime?
Yeah, just spend more time fishing and less time working.
Well, he's already got that down. Hey, Mick, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know it's going to be a well-attended event, and again, best of luck, and thanks for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you, guys. We hope to see you out here.
All right. Take care. Mick Pressley, wildlife biologist, Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Again, the Nebraska Outdoor Expo is going on this week. It's free to the public Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the First Tier Event Center. And then the kids are a part of it on Thursday and Friday. So it's going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But mainly for the adults can catch the best of there on Saturday. But I think just check it out whenever.
You remember Tim the Tool Man and Tool Time? The guy that lived next door, Wilson, that's like Randy Wilson. He's got that much knowledge.
Very smart, huh? He knows things?
Well, I'll just ask him. He'll tell you. I'm just giving you some guff, Randy.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You know what else you do outside, Daddy?
You play baseball.
Yeah, you play softball. You play baseball, whether you're adults, whether you're college, whether you're high school, whether you're little kids. They've got all the gear, equipment you need at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Steve, the rest of the gang down there, they'll point you in the right direction. That's right, you get confused. It's a Steve sandwich, but that's just a Steve sandwich of good deals because that's what they're going to give you on miscellaneous bats and baseballs and softballs. They've got all of that. Whether it's this year's brand new model or your favorite bat from years past, they'll get it in for you. For every level of play, from Little League to Legion, fast pitch and slow pitch, they've got it at Misco Sports. For the kids, gloves, cleats, the bats, the bat bags, get them geared up. You know, if your kid is starting to play for the first time competitively, you want them to be equipped right to do the best that they can, and Misco's will get you set up. And if you're the coach, get your uniforms ordered today because Misco's will get them in and get your team looking good. If you need catcher's equipment or hitting nets, bases to get the practices rolling, they've got those for you as well. Softball, baseball, it doesn't matter. They've got the gear for you at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more right after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Next time you're out on the bricks in downtown Kearney, be sure to make the Roman your destination for fine Italian pasta, pizza, and gourmet sandwiches. Roman's intimate decor, fine wine, and well-stocked martini bar will enhance your dining experience along with a variety of live entertainment. For catering, let the Roman's expertise serve you for special events and parties at your location or theirs. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 p.m. till 1 a.m., with dinner served till 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. Pizza and sandwich delivery till midnight.
It's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Imagine being able to access your office PC without actually having to be at the office. Now you can. With GoToMyPC, you can take your office with you wherever you go. All you need is an internet connection. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears just like you're at work. Use GoToMyPC.com from your home so you don't have to stay late, on vacation so you can stay connected, on a business trip from your hotel room, or a sales presentation from anywhere when you suddenly realize you need something on your office PC. I've used GoToMyPC. It's easy, and once you use it, you'll never go back. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners in The Herd. This offer's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a high of around 63. Northwest winds will remain gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly cloudy skies and a chance of some showers develop. Lows near 38, north winds to 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is
okay.
The way
well, if you're
I
one
live.
Of those big boys and you're pushing big wheels and you can...
Did you see his head? He's just kidding. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Lost for a minute.
What's going on? What's going on?
About lunchtime.
He's thinking fishing and grasshoppers and walleye and kayaking and
all your like favorite that. Sports are on TV, and they're all on TV at the Chicken Coop. There's not a bad seat in the house. There's great food and drink specials every night. You can check out the Major League Baseball package. They've got all the games all season long. You can watch baseball from every seat in the house while you're there to grab any one of the great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties. Check them out. There's so many specials going on every day. They're served with either fries, potato salad, coleslaw, or baked beans. They feature the mushroom burger, the patty melt, total jack burger, or the bacon burger. Start your meal off right. Cheese pleasers, balls of cheese, garlic mushrooms, pub pickles, balls of cheese. They go by cheese balls on the menu. Onion rings or breaded cauliflower, or get some more balls of cheese. They've got it all for you. The Chicken Coop, see Dean and the gang in Grand Island or Colin and the gang in Kearney. Get there today.
Balls of cheese. Spring game coming up on Saturday. We're going to be talking about that as the week progresses. Also, going to catch up with Rich Price, the head baseball coach at Kansas, as the Jayhawks come in for a big weekend series for Nebraska. Huskers can really determine where they're going to be for the last three series. They come in with a home sweep, maybe even a 2-1, but if they can sweep Kansas at home this week, probably would put them back atop the Big 12 standings, where they will be battling with Texas A&M. And then you got Baylor, A&M, and Missouri still on the horizon. So baseball team coming off a nice win. Johnny Doran pitching very well despite a 1-0 loss. I mean, when you throw a four-hitter and lose, you know, what more can you do? Kind of a bad break in the outfield. Kid slips, and that's how the run scores. So Doran going again on Friday night, 6:35. Again, if you're hoping to get that football-baseball mix, you're going to have to either leave the football game a little early. Of course, if they go continuous clock in the second half, maybe you won't. A 1 o'clock spring game, 3:35, first pitch for the baseball game on Saturday in Lincoln.
Yeah, Doug, really, Nebraska and A&M, who got beat up on last night by Rice, 11-2, really have separated themselves. A&M on top of the standings at 12-3, Nebraska 11-3-1. Then it drops to Missouri at 7-5. They're in third place in the conference right now at 7-5. So these are all big series. They come down, but boy, what a great series that's going to be. Nebraska, Texas, A&M, that should decide the champion.
Going on, a couple of other things that happened yesterday. Nothing new, by the way, on Jabba Chamberlain's father. No new press releases have been announced. Joe Girardi, the manager of the Yankees, said before last night's game that Harlan Chamberlain was a little better, and we're just praying that he gets better quickly. Still more tests to be run, Girardi told the Associated Press. There is some softball going on today. Hastings College is going to travel to Omaha to take on the College of St. Mary. Nebraska softball, if you care, they're not good. They gave up an 11-run sixth inning. 11 runs in softball, 13-4. High school soccer track going on yesterday. Some of the track results, Hastings St. Cecilia, they continue to roll. They won both the boys and girls divisions at the Superior Invite. Men and boys were third. The girls were runner-up. Blue Hill won their own boys' invitational, followed by Donovan Trumbull and Lawrence Nelson. Osborne, Kansas won the girls' race, followed by Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson. And the Overton track invitational yesterday was won by the Sargent girls, followed by Callaway and Pleasanton. Overton and Ansley tied for the boys' title, followed by Axtell and Callaway. And those Reinertsen boys, they love to golf, so they golfed again yesterday, and they won the Loop City Invite. Jordan getting this one with a 72, two shots better than Josh Reinertsen. Gibbon wins it overall, followed by Kearney Catholic and Loop City. And the UNK men's golf team shot a season-low 891, tied for fourth at the RMAC Championships in Durango, Colorado. They'll finish the regular season next week in Parker, Colorado, at the head-to-head tournament to make the Super Regional. The Lopers will have to probably play at least as well as they did this weekend. And, by the way, Hastings men's golf team, they won again this weekend. So, you know, not one of your major sports, but the Hastings men's golf team has had a pretty good spring season so far. A really good spring season.
Douglas, you mentioned the Nebraska softball team not being good, and by not being good, you mean they're 1-8 in the conference. They are 17-21 overall. You mentioned an 11-run sixth inning in which they get beat 13-4. Now, this is a team that's actually hosted regionals here within the last four or five years. This is a team that's had an opportunity, been in the upper echelon of the Big 12. How far they have fallen, how quickly. Rhonda Revelle was here when they were doing the great things. Now they've fallen into an abyss. Will she be the one to get them out of it, or do they start looking a different direction?
Well, they're going to have to find some players. That's all there is to it. Hey, just getting back to the NFL schedule came out, and I know you love NFL. It's like your third favorite sport. So today we've talked NFL and horse racing. So, you know, you're like two of your favorite days, supposedly. Super Bowl and Kentucky Derby Day, supposedly. I did look at the NFL schedule, and you kind of look at, hey, where can I go enjoy a weekend in September, October, specifically Oklahoma game? The Oklahoma game at Norman, great place to go watch a football game. Planning on going to that game this fall. It happens to be in my schedule, the state football playoffs begin, and on that Thursday. So the Friday games will just be A and B. But a chance maybe, depending on how things fall, to get out maybe early. But the Cowboys do not play at home on that Sunday. The Cowboys are on the road that weekend. So no luck there at the Giants, actually.
that game with Oklahoma. So then you look, well, what else is going on? Maybe Kansas City, maybe Denver, maybe Chicago. You can catch a Bears-Cubs doubleheader, Chicago Bears, September 20th and 21st. The Cubs host St. Louis, the Bears host Tampa Bay, the third week of the regular season for the Chicago Bears. So if you're ever a big sports fan, go on, try and crisscross what's going on with maybe your NFL team or your baseball team and see if you can catch one of both on that Saturday and Sunday where they might both be at home.
If one of your favorite teams happens to be either Dallas, Philadelphia, or Detroit, remember, don't want to be around the family. It's always a great opportunity to get out of Thanksgiving and go to one of those cities.
Those are kind of some stinkers, too, aren't they, this year? Maybe not the Dallas-Seattle game. I guess if it's got Detroit, it's usually a stinker. And then Arizona at Philadelphia is the night game.
Well, we'll see.
On the NFL Network,
see who's healthy for both of those teams. That seems to be the question right now.
Here's Jeff from Hastings on the line for you guys.
Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Two questions for you. Did you see those bad calls Joe Wells made over on first and second last night?
Oh, wow. Ow. Calling out names. Calling out names. Daddy, would you like to address that? Or?
You know, actually, the one at second, I thought maybe got the call right. The one at first, you know what? Might have missed that one.
It's windy. Your eyes water a little bit.
I think that was the case.
You know, this is a real trivial one. What are actually UNK's colors now? Because, you know, they used to be that blue and gold or blue and yellow. And then on the football uniforms, they have absolutely no gold. So they got no consistency on their unis. I just wondered, do they have a color?
You know what? We're going to write that down, and we will get an answer for you from Mr. McBride.
You know, don't you agree?
I think they're kind of all over the place. A little helter-skelter on the colors.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They got 9 different baseball uniforms.
reel that in.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. You know, one thing I will say is they look nice. The basketball uniforms still incorporate the gold. Football, the trim, the pants?
No.
No
gold.
No gold? Okay.
Blue, black. I think there's some black maybe on them
in
the white pants.
Huh. Well, okay. We'll get in on that. Peter Yazvak, I'm sure, is firing us an email as we speak. The top SID in all the land.
Of Division II.
Ohio Bobcat. No, of all the land.
Well, I didn't want to offend anybody over Hastings.
Well, I thought you were going to Nebraska. Yeah, I thought you were going to Nebraska.
No,
sorry.
Jeepers.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm
tired of people getting their feelings hurt.
Good Lord. Seriously, did you have anything else? Because I think gracefully we've ran out of time today.
No, we're out of here.
You sure?
We're out of here. Look forward tomorrow to having Richie Price, head baseball coach at the Kansas Jayhawks, join us.
Hey, we want to thank the folks that joined us on the program today. Jeff Apel joining us all the way from Louisville, Kentucky today in the Thoroughbred Times to talk about horse racing a little bit in the state of Nebraska. And, of course, previewing the Kentucky Derby as most of the big stakes races are in the books. He's telling us that Big Brown is the horse that he favors in the Kentucky Derby coming up in a couple weeks. Steve Anderson is going to join us on Friday to talk Fodder Park. Bosselman's coming up next week. Going to find out how I can get a winner over there. Six horses in a field, I can't even get that right. What's going on? We're going to talk to Steve about that coming up on Friday. Also want to thank Mick Bresley, wildlife biologist, for coming on and talking about the Nebraska Outdoor Expo going on this weekend at the First Tier Event Center in Kearney.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!